Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 97.1 FM and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today we have a couple of individuals with the North Dakota Patriots Guard. We have George Quigley and Tony Krogh joining us. And Tony and George, welcome to our show.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, yeah, thank you guys for taking time joining us here on Let's Talk About It. The All Fallen Heroes Memorial Reunion and Honor Ride is going to be going on this weekend in Jamestown. So we have both Tony and George here to talk about that ride, but we're also going to talk about the North Dakota Patriot Guard, which I think we should talk about first. George or Tony, you guys want to tell us what the North Dakota Patriot Guard is and what you guys stand for?
North Dakota Patriot Guard is a subgroup, if you will, of the Patriot Guard Riders. It's a national organization that formed back in the early portions of our war in the Middle East. Yeah. Our soldiers were coming home after being killed in action, and there was a group out of Kansas that began to go out and form protests at the funerals. Patriot Guard basically formed to create that barrier between the protesters and the families to protect the families. It should be an honorable and a dignified situation, and basically by coming with their flags and a proper attitude, they're able to create that safe space for the families.
Tony or George, is this just kind of a group of like-minded civilians, like individuals, or are there members of the North Dakota Patriot Guard who have served before too?
It's made up of both. We have a lot of veterans that are part of our organization, but there's a lot of others who have not served that basically just want to do the right thing. These are, you know, we're here to honor those who have made the ultimate sacrifice to support their families, their loved ones, those who are currently serving. And, you know, give them the respect that they deserve for the sacrifices that they're making.
Excellent. Again, Tony Krogh, George Quigley joining us here on Let's Talk About It. So the All Fallen Heroes Memorial Reunion and Honor Ride is going to be taking place tonight and tomorrow, all at the Jamestown Civic Center. So, George, I guess we can start with you. The steak fry starts tonight, and that's really a chance for everybody to get together and kind of intermingle and enjoy a good supper too, right?
Oh, yes, yes. We're going to have a little social hour starting at 5 o'clock. 6 o'clock is about when the steaks should be done.
Okay.
And we'll start serving then. Going to have activities. There's silent auction items people can look at and bid on. There's vendors of different sorts. Just there's all kinds of things that are interesting for anybody. Please come and look it over.
And now I should point out too, George, members of the North Dakota Patriot Guard, but also families of those
public,
KIA will be there as well.
Yes, anybody
can be there.
Come and show your respect and just mingle and talk to some of these people. It's amazing the things that you might learn, or it's just good fellowship.
Absolutely,
you know.
Yeah. And this has been going on for roughly how long? I mean, because I know George and I talked, Tony, this has been going on kind of in Dickinson for a little while, moved to Jamestown, and now it's kind of a kind of two events that have turned into one.
Yes, it is. We initially started it in Dickinson 11 years ago.
Wow.
Our first event was held in a parking lot of a bar out there on the back of a gooseneck trailer, and I think we had 100 riders that showed up just to show respect to the fallen hero that we honored that year was John Fettig. He was from the Dickinson area and was one of the first North Dakota casualties in the midst of the conflicts. So since that time, it's grown. Mm-hmm. We moved to Jamestown, I believe, about 3 years ago, 4 years ago now.
This will be the fourth year.
And the community has taken and opened themselves up to us and welcomed all of us. The purpose initially behind this was to honor the families and hopefully be maybe a healing opportunity for them to bring people in to support our Gold Star families. And it has been everything that we've ever hoped it would be. We've been able to develop relationships with them, and it really has become not just for us, but for our Gold Star families and the other families that we've honored over the course of time. Today, this weekend, we're opening it up to beyond just our wars since 9/11. We want to honor those who've made that sacrifice through all of the wars that, that our country has been involved in, and have an opportunity for those families to come in to also be part of this. When you are around people who've had similar experiences to you, it's a lot easier for others to understand and to build a relationship and essentially to be that support group.
Yeah, absolutely. Tony Krogh, George Quigley joining us here on Let's Talk About It. And George, we want to specify too, this event is not really meant to mourn, but really to get together and just have that support with like-minded individuals and those who have experienced the, you know, same causes.
Yes, absolutely.
So, so again, it kicks off tonight at 5 o'clock Friday. It's going on. Doors open at 5 for the social hour, and then Saturday, you know, a really big bulk of the stuff happens, and it all starts at about 7 for a pancake feed. George or Tony, you want to take it from there and kind of tell us a little bit about Saturday's events?
Yeah, 7 a.m. We're going to have a pancake and sausage breakfast free will offering. The Christian Motorcycle Association, they will be serving, and we're going to start off then, and that's going to go until 10, 11 o'clock. Okay. At 10 o'clock, we're going to start signing up for the ride. Okay. And at 12 o'clock, we're going to have a short program, a couple speakers. We're going to have Father Joe. He'll be saying his words of wisdom there. And it should be a fun event.
Yeah.
Social, you know, just it should be good.
Yeah, absolutely.
After the program is concluded, we're going to do a balloon release out in the parking lot to honor those who have fallen. And then to kind of turn that corner and go from a very somber event to one more of a reunion type atmosphere is we wanted to encourage families to be part of this. We have a scavenger hunt that's going to be taking place up in Buffalo Park through the afternoon. Frontier Village.
Yep, mm-hmm. Okay. And then, because as you guys would point out, it's a family thing too. You
know, absolutely.
There's kids involved, there's families, and there's something then this weekend for everybody.
There is.
Yep.
Excellent.
We got a couple of vans donated from Stouts to transport the kids and the families if, you know, ride in a group.
On the ride or something like that.
Yep. Yep. Okay. And you don't have to have a motorcycle. It's just you get that out there. If you want to follow in your car or you just want to hang around the Civic Center, there's going to be activities going all day.
Excellent. Yeah. So George or Tony, is there a cost to ride in the ride or to, you know, eat in the meals or attend anything?
Yes, a $10 fee for the going on the ride. That covers the meals and everything else.
Okay, excellent. Mm-hmm. So it's really just the ride that they would be. I mean, obviously, if they do the raffle or the auction too, that'll cost it.
The steak fry tonight is ticket is $20.
Okay,
that's also an opportunity to be entered into a drawing for. I think we're giving away $2,500 worth of cash.
Wow.
So, I'd encourage you to come out this evening. We have a band after the steak fry for the evening. There'll be a bar set up.
Okay.
So it's. It's not just, okay, come and eat and head back out the door. We've got things to create an atmosphere or opportunity to sit and visit and fellowship.
Cub Scouts will be bussing the tables and selling pop and working the crowd there a little bit.
And all the money raised stays with the North Dakota Patriot Card, right?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Excellent. Very good. Well, Tony Krogh, George Quigley joining us here on Let's Talk. This event going on, again, it starts tonight, the All Fallen Heroes Memorial Reunion and Honor Ride, and they got the ride tomorrow. So make sure you have plans to come out and attend it. George or Tony, is there anything else you guys wanted to add, either about the Patriots Guard, about the event, or anything else like that?
Oftentimes we get asked the question of, do you have to ride a motorcycle to be part of the Patriot Guard?
Yeah.
The answer to that is absolutely not. Okay. But the thing we ask of our members is that when you participate in the events, that your focus is honor and respect and dignity for those that we're serving. Because we look at it, we are serving the families. I don't care personally if you show up on a motorcycle, a car, a wheelbarrow, or a riding lawnmower. just come with that respect.
Excellent. Very good. Well, hopefully we get good participation. Kicks off tonight. And George and Tony, thank you guys so much for joining us here on Let's Talk.
You're very welcome.
Thank you, Warren.